The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday!
Oh yeah, Foshes.
Oh yeah, Foshes, Foshes.
We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Let's get things going with the first talkback of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. I hope I'm the first talkback of the day. And just so you know, today's my birthday. I turned 10. I hope you have an amazing Friday. Bye.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
What's his name?
We didn't get a name there, but I guess happy birthday.
Who gives a fuck?
Now, I just have one question because that talkback, you got the first talkback, and that talkback came in at 12:02, just after midnight. Are you 10 years old? Are you allowed to be up at 12:02?
Yes, when it's your birthday. Bedtime.
When it's your birthday, it's different because you have to wait till midnight to be like, oh my God, I'm officially this age.
Yeah, but 10?
Not on a school night.
Yeah, it's a school night.
Maybe it was one of those situations where the parents got him up right at midnight to say happy birthday. Maybe they did like a little celebration thing. Some families do that.
So I think, I don't think you can get up at midnight. That's too late unless you're trying to get the first talk back on
of course.
JV Show. In which case, well done. But who gives a fuck?
Should we do a second talk back?
Sure.
Morning, JV Show. This is Vivi from Daly City. I wanted to come on here and give a shout out to my baby girl. She's turning 1 today, and it's just been a crazy year. And happy birthday to Azelli. Love you.
Happy birthday.
Oh my God,
it's everybody's birthday today.
Who gives a fuck?
Okay, now question. That talkback came in at 12:06, just after midnight. If you're a one-year-old, are you allowed to be up celebrating your birthday at 12:06?
Yes. Yeah. Oh. They don't sleep all night anyways.
That's a good point. Yeah,
but if she's sleeping, she'll just listen to the podcast later.
Oh, yeah, big-time podcaster, I'm assuming. Yeah. Well, happy birthday.
Woo! Jess, how excited are you for tomorrow?
Oh, my gosh. By the way, this month has been the longest month ever.
Not
drinking it makes it even longer, so I cannot wait.
All the dry Januaries, I was just thinking and cackling to myself yesterday afternoon that because I was like, oh, tomorrow's Friday, I can't wait, weekend. Cocktails, hang out with some friends, you know. And I thought, oh, these two on the show, they can't even enjoy Friday. You guys have to wait till tomorrow.
I know. I'm fine with that.
Or midnight.
Or 12:01.
Yeah.
You know.
Tonight.
Or if we're talking Eastern time, 9 p.m. then.
Nope.
That's true.
No, that's not a thing.
Why not?
That's not. You're on
like
Pacific.
It's 12 somewhere.
Yeah, but you're on Pacific. Yeah, then you could start drinking right now.
Okay.
True.
It's Pacific.
You're
on Pacific time. You have to wait until at least midnight tonight, unfortunately.
Fair.
And that just had me laughing. I was laughing and laughing. Now, the one thing I'm going to say about this is because your guys' dry January sort of wager was if one of you broke dry January, you're going to have to take a shoey out of the other person's shoe. And that was motivating amongst other reasons. You guys wanted to do it just to dry January and get healthy and all that stuff, you know, that people are doing. I feel like the listeners and myself included are disappointed. There's a piece of us that's never going to get fulfilled because one of you guys didn't take a shoey. So here's my proposal.
Okay.
Because I believe both of you that you didn't drink. Jess, she might have slipped up for a couple sips.
No, I did not.
I wholeheartedly believe Selena.
Thank you.
Wow.
Today is Chug Wheel Friday, and at 8:20 we play the Chug Wheel. Now, it's a really fun game, and someone might have to chug something nasty. I thought one of the spaces on the wheel could be a shoey.
No.
Just so that there is a chance that the JV Show listeners get their wishes and hopes fulfilled with a shoey.
No. No, because that should be left just for
punishment.
Yeah, just for punishment. Because we could say
the same thing.
That's
what the chug wheel is.
We can say the same thing about the bet that we made with you about you going back to the gym. You were going to have to do two shoeys, one out of my shoe, one out of Selena's shoe. And we have no concrete proof that you went to the gym, just your word, which we are believing.
I'm just going to flex
but
show you.
Still, if anything, it looks worse than before. So
today's going to be, shots fired. Today's going to be my fourth day of this week back in the gym. And the proof is I can barely walk down the hall right now. I can barely move.
Yeah, but
I'm going to make it 4
age.
Days today. Like in the first week back at the gym, you guys should be commending me.
Well, also, but you're not doing a shoey, so.
But people's hopes and dreams weren't really riding on my shoey. They had faith in me.
They
didn't have as much faith in you guys. There was an equal chance that I would take a shoey on the wheel today, too. My name gets drawn and I spin the shoey, boom, then I'll take a shoey. I'm a man of my word.
I don't want to ruin my shoes.
I got my gym shoes on. I don't think you guys.
Selena don't care. We'll use Selena's shoe.
Ew.
No.
That's so disgusting. I really don't even want to do that to you guys.
No, please no.
I'm just throwing it out there because I feel like the
I have the worst.
Like
I don't know. I just feel like that's not really fair because the whole Shuey thing was something that you just threw on us anyways. Like, nobody asked for that. We were going to do Dry January anyways. You decided to throw it in there to make
and
it interesting.
The listeners are like, we were like, fine, but boring. We did our part.
Yeah. We followed through and didn't break Dry
and
January.
And listeners were rooting us on so that we wouldn't have to do a Shuey.
Right. I don't think anybody wants us to anyway, so... There's that. Let's give you this chance to win crazy cash.
Talkback mic is always open.
It's closed today.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Right now it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Update on the DC plane crash. So dive teams are ceasing operations after recovering all the bodies they can for now, which has been, I think, around like 40. So once the wreckage is lifted out of the river, they're hoping to be able to recover more. Also, the black boxes are right now headed to the National Transportation Safety Board Lab. They said that the preliminary report will take about 30 days and it'll take a year or more to get a final probable cause of the crash.
A year to figure out what happened?
That's what they said.
That doesn't make sense. Kevin Durant will be in town tonight as his Phoenix Suns are going to be taking on the Warriors at Chase Center. KD, we know, won 2 championships with the Warriors, and there were even some trade rumors this season that the team might want to try to get him back, but it looks like the Warriors are trying to land Jimmy Butler or Zach LaVine even as the trade deadline approaches. Warriors-Suns tip-off is tonight at 7 o'clock.
Go Mets! Hope you have your rain boots ready to go. Rainy day today with cloudy skies. Highs are expected to be in the mid-50s. The rain will continue through the weekend. It may slow down for a bit on Sunday for some cities, but ooh, not for Napa, though. You're going to get pounded.
A lot of rain. Selena, did it rain where you lived yesterday?
Not a sprinkle, not a drizzle, not one little drop.
You got lucky, you guys.
Didn't rain in the North Bay.
Where did it rain yesterday? Like you said, it was going to.
Jess was calling her shot for rain yesterday, and I didn't even see a sprinkle.
I was tracking the rain cloud, and it like missed us just slightly, but it's going to turn back around and land today. Probably already landed, but I can't see because we don't have any windows in here.
Yeah, rain starting this morning, not yesterday. You didn't need your umbrella yesterday. Hey, Libra besties!
Hey!
Today is going to be an 8. Don't let others convince you that non-existent limitations exist. As the Pisces moon and Jupiter square off, your schedule may feel jam-packed at times, but taking care of yourself and asking for help will give you the energy you need to see these aspirations all the way through.
I don't know if that's good or bad, but
why is Jupiter and the moon and Pisces, are they mad at each other?
Only Sky Daddy knows.
Yeah.
Got it. Only Sky Daddy knows.
Yeah. So Graham wants to add Shuey to the Chug Wheel. Friday's 8:20, we play the Chug Wheel game.
I think it's a good idea.
We hate it, especially Jess, because she's always the one that ends up chugging something.
That's why I really like the idea. I should be left for a punishment, for bets, not for the Chug Wheel.
Yes, Grum. I'm all for the Shuey. I'm a listener. I'm disappointed that you guys haven't done a Shuey. Do it, Graham. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
But why are you disappointed? You should be happy that we're completing Dry January.
But look, they're happy about that. But if there's one thing we know about the listeners, they love to see us punished. You know how mad people have gotten the last 2 weeks of the Chug Wheel when nobody's chugged? There's damn near been a revolt. There was a demonstration down at City Hall yesterday at 1 p.m.
But the Chug Wheel is already punishment enough. And that's for us just survive, like living. Like, it's not that we don't even do anything to deserve
that. Why
are you
guys so scared of a Shuey?
Yes, I am.
Happy Friday, JV Show. This is Natalie from Sacramento. All right. Hey, listen here, Graham. Okay? I'm usually on your team, but not today. These women did an amazing job with their Dry January. You know, while you just sat back, you know, throwing back your white claws and heckling them every day, and you're over there trying to get them to do a Shuey. Nah.
Thank you!
Yes!
Who gives a fuck?
Thank you! And you know what? That's true, because you guys know how bad my luck is, and if I were to get that on the wheel, then I did Dry January for nothing. And that wouldn't be fair.
I still would have done it for myself, because it's something that I wanted to complete.
The Shuey?
No,
January.
That's what you made it sound like. I ain't scared of no Shuey. And Natalie in Sacramento, thank you for that talkback. But I have an equal odds of having it land on myself.
But you
I've
know,
done a Shuey before.
You
and
love
I ain't,
Shuey.
And I ain't scared.
That's the difference.
So fine, I'm changing
it's
today's
like
Chug
a gift.
Wheel. Today's Chug Wheel, no Shuey, but it's going to be all alcohol.
That's not fair.
That's what's on the Chug Wheel
today.
Wait,
why do you get to be the only one to decide?
Because I created the game.
Yeah, but we're...
So you can't force us to break Dry January.
Well, then don't lose the Chug Wheel game today. Don't get your name drawn. Because I'm putting warm beer on every spot. And then you drink that.
That's not fair.
And then
fair.
You'll have to take a shoey afterwards.
I'm protesting.
It's going to be hysterical.
I'm protesting. Marching down right now.
Really quick, a couple things having to do with tech. Jug. I almost combined both of your names. That was weird. Graham.
Grass. What would it be?
I almost said like jam.
Oh, okay. I like that one more.
Yeah, that works. I wanted to know what you guys thought about this. We've heard a lot of different names over the, terms over the years for getting fired. You know, we've heard the layoffs and stuff like that. And one of the terms that popped up this week, because people constantly try, big companies and the CEOs, when they announce these firings and layoffs, they try to use some word to make it sound less like harsh. And
is it like when Gwyneth Paltrow was breaking up with Chris Martin and they said a conscious uncoupling? We're like, yes. No, you broke up. It's a breakup.
That's called the breakup. Yes. They do the same. All these companies do the same thing all the time. Well, Bernard Arnault, he is the world's richest non-American. This guy owns a whole bunch of luxury good brands, LVMH. Okay. He's got like Tiffany's and a bunch of, a bunch of the big brands that he's got. Well, he was talking about Meta's layoffs, cutting staff, and he used the term promoting outwards.
What?
How do you guys feel about how do you? Well, you're getting promoted outwards,
somewhere else,
away from the. You're leaving the company, so you're being promoted outwards. How do you guys feel about this getting fired rebrand? Promoted outwards.
I kind of like it.
You do?
It sounds less harsh, less aggressive. I didn't get fired. I just got promoted, outside of the company. I got pushed out.
You didn't. You got fired.
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
It could be a horror. Could be a promotion. You could be.
Maybe promoted is the wrong word because that implies like elevation, like higher position. But you got pushed outward.
Maybe because they're saying you can do better than us. Go out there. Fly.
No one's saying that.
Okay. Well, then why do you like it?
I don't know. It just sounds better than firing.
Coming from the CEO, but not when you're one of the people that's been promoted outwards.
Yeah.
You got fired.
Remember when I had to promote outwards that horrible babysitter I had?
Yeah. She living her best life?
Probably. I don't know. Firing someone is not. Have you ever had to fire someone, Graham? I don't know if you were ever like
not
in
really.
That position too. It's not fun. I don't envy people that have to do this.
Are you kind of regretting it now or no?
No.
Have you hired somebody new?
No.
Oh.
But I'm not regretting letting her go.
Are you looking for somebody new?
Not now. Maybe in the future. Not right now. But my kids, every once in a while, they'll bring up that babysitter's name. And I'm like, oh, you want her to come back? And they're like, no, no. I don't know why they hated her so much.
Really?
So only one of them. And I never really took it to heart because he hates everybody. He tells me he doesn't like me either sometimes.
Oh.
So, wow. That's a whole other story.
Well, I wish we had heard about this promoted outwards before you fired her so you could have used this and it would have been a little nicer.
Some other possible terms out there if you guys don't want to use promoted outwards. There's always the restructuring, the realigning, reorganizing, flattening, downsizing.
Like
right sizing is one that
I've never heard that one.
That pops up. That makes it sound a little more positive. We're just right sizing our workforce right now.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Yo, good morning. And happy Friday, y'all. Mm-hmm. We made it. Happy Chug Wheel Friday. Hey, Jess, what are you going to chug today?
No.
Chug Wheel Champ. Chug Wheel Champ.
Chug Wheel Champ.
Nah, you guys better chug today because the past 2 weeks been disappointing, all right? Been disappointing. I'm highly disappointed. But anyways, love you guys. Goodbye.
Hey, thank you for that. Yeah, we did make some changes to the game at 8:20. We'll go over that then. But it's going to be played a little differently than it has been in the past few weeks. So I don't know. I don't know if that means one of us is going to chug. I hope not. But I know you guys hope that one of us does. Mm-hmm. So we'll see at 8:20 this morning what does happen with that. Now, with that being said, I am considering
Selena
the shoey option.
See, now this is fishy. How did Graham convince you?
Funny. It's funny. The show's about funny, and you know what's funny?
But it's only funny for you guys because you know that I have the worst luck with the
show. Well, here's the thing.
That does add an element of funny to it.
Well, I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
First, do we get to pick whose shoe it is?
I'm not ruining my shoes. But okay, I'm not drinking out of your guys' shoes.
That was my other question, because Jess has the cleanest shoes. They look brand new. And if we picked hers, would she be okay with us drinking out of her shoe?
Yeah, and I got some new. My shoes are pretty new as well. I've got plenty. Look, it doesn't have to be today, but people are going to be. They're excited that you guys made it through Dry January, but the possibility of someone doing a shoey, it really lit people up. They were excited about it. Give them reason to get up in the morning.
But that was the part of the bet. Like, that was the punishment. So it doesn't make sense that on a random Friday we would add that to the chug wheel and do. Like, the chug wheel's already punishment enough.
We're just adding some fun to it. We're just spicing it up.
Please don't do this to me.
I got plenty of old construction boots at home. And that one could be the designated shoey boot.
See, I'm not doing that. Like, I value my health too much.
They're fine. A little athlete's foot of the lip never hurt anyone.
That's so gross.
They make a cream for that.
Ew.
Especially, like, we've seen your feet, Graham. Ew. I'm sorry, but... I do not want to drink.
Okay, I'm back out now.
You guys are wusses.
Did you guys see the courtroom sketch of Rihanna?
No.
Jess is getting it up on a JV morning show right now. The scramble for her phones. I asked her to do it like 10 minutes ago. She's like, oh my God. She's getting it up right now. But this is the first time ever that we are seeing Rihanna in the courtroom. It's not like a photograph. They're not allowing cameras there are cameras in there, but... This is our first look at Rihanna in the courtroom. Uh-huh. Let me just say it like that. And people have been dying to see what she has been looking like in there. So this would have been drawn yesterday, her second day in court, supporting her baby daddy, ASAP Rocky. I just want to point out, I think this is like the first time ever we actually have a good court sketch. These artists give no you-know-whats whatsoever when it comes to Tom Brady, when it comes to like anybody else. They look crazy. But Rihanna and hers... Looks so good. Do you think the artist took into account that it's Rihanna here and that she had to look good? Like, you can't do a bad drawing and then over-exaggerate like the forehead or something crazy. And then Rihanna's mad and then her fans are mad. It's on JV Morning Show, our Instagram story, if you want to check it out.
Oh my gosh. Listen. The contour, the blush, the lipstick,
it's
all
there. Doesn't she look so good?
She looks so good.
What doesn't look anything like her?
I know, it doesn't look...
If I showed you the sketch and you didn't know who it was, you get 10 guesses. You think you'd get Rihanna?
No.
I don't think you would.
I feel like I would.
Really?
I think so.
I don't think I would, but... This sketch does look better than any other sketch I've ever seen.
There is never in the history of courtroom sketches, like, has there ever been a good one?
I mean, this one's like cool, like stylistically, it's cool. The other ones look like they're very rushed, in which they are, because Bruce is furiously sketching to try to get some sort of detail into it. I don't know that I would.
No, it's her.
No.
Also, want to point out the outfit, because you guys are like, no, Rihanna's Rihanna. She's going to be glammed up in there. Look at what she's got on. Just a plain white collared shirt, possibly a dress shirt.
Her best outfit.
No, it's because you dress appropriately for courts. It's
Since
a courtroom.
When is Rihanna someone that's going to dress appropriately for anything? She's Rihanna. She dresses however she wants.
Yeah, but this is court. You don't want to make a spectacle of yourself and your man who's facing prison time
but you
over
do
20 years.
If you want to cause a distraction.
Right.
Her being there is distraction enough.
I hope she shows up to one of these days, at least in a red suit.
And how do you even tell what she's wearing from this sketch? It looks like she's in a hair salon getting her hair cut, and they got the smock around her. They didn't put any detail
That's
into what
true.
She was
it
wearing.
It has a collar. I just saw a white collar. Looks like white collared shirt. That's all I got.
Her hands also look a little strange.
If AI took that part. The fingers are a little off.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Dang, Graham, leave this girl alone. What? You would be doing a shoey if you had agreed to the punishment of doing a shoey if they had won Dry January. But instead, now you're trying to force a shoey on them when we all know you should be the one doing a shoey because these girls did it. Get out of here with your mess. Antagonistic.
Thank you.
I said it better myself.
Are people maybe they're mishearing me? I'm not trying to force a shoey on the ladies.
I have an equal...
I'm subjecting myself to the possibility of taking a shoey.
I think she was responding to you saying that you were just going to add to the chug wheel everything being alcohol.
That part was a joke.
Yeah, Graham was joking.
But the suggestion that a shoey is a space that is on the chug wheel, I'm an equal opportunity.
But
you know, person
we all know
there,
how it ends.
And
it doesn't
might,
end well for me.
And it might land on me.
And you love shoeys, though.
I've done one before.
I know.
So
you're a fan. So.
Not scared of it.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today
in the Bay. All right, so Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are now trying to have Justin Baldoni's lawsuit thrown out. According to new court documents, their lawyers told the judge, now they haven't filed a motion just yet, but they told the judge that they plan to file a motion to dismiss Justin's defamation lawsuit against them. I doubt the judge is going to be like, okay, sure, whatever you guys say. Although, who knows? Mm-hmm. Blake and Ryan are two very powerful people, but clearly they are trying everything to win this battle. In case you missed it, all of this does go to trial in March of next year. And I read that both sides have said that they're open to consolidating the two separate cases and just making it into one giant mess instead of two messes.
That makes sense.
That would be nice. Streamline things a bit.
That one. Yeah, because right now, the amount of things that we hear from both sides, I'm like,
I can't even keep up.
Yeah. But I did see a rumor, you guys. Because how do you feel about this? I feel like Taylor Swift was sort of randomly just brought up into everything, right? With the most recent text messages that we had seen between Blake and Justin Baldoni.
Yeah, so let me just give some context to that. So, Taylor Swift was dragged into this mess because supposedly while Blake and Justin were, and it's not even supposedly, this is facts, while they were shooting and Blake and Ryan were like rewriting scenes of It Ends With Us, and she would bring the new script to Justin Baldoni and she's like, yeah, you know, my girl Taylor Swift, she loves my ideas. She loves the script here. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want to give up, you know, his director seat to let Blake run the show, and so that caused a lot of tension. But anyways, she was name dropping Taylor all the time.
Yeah, so now there's rumors that Taylor's a little irritated that her name was used in something like this to basically kind of help out in a conflict.
That would bother me
if one of your besties did that.
Yes, because why are you dragging me into this and I want no parts?
But would this be something that you drop them for?
No.
Okay. So then we don't see Taylor Swift dropping Blake Lively over this.
I don't think she's going to fully drop her like in her personal life, but I think they're not going to be seen as much together, which they haven't been.
Just because
the media circus distance. That it'll make.
Just put a little distance between you and them right then. Yeah,
just in front of cameras.
Right.
Yeah.
Graham, what do you have?
All right. Interesting little twist in the case of Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, the guy that got busted for stealing millions of dollars from the star player, as much as $16 million. Ipe Mizuhara, he pled guilty to the charges. We know that. Everything that was filed against him, he pled guilty. He's set to be sentenced in less than a week, February 6th. And he and his legal team have asked the judge to give him an 18-month prison sentence rather than the 5 years that prosecutors are seeking. Well, part of the reason Ipe's team is asking for this reduced sentence was because they argue that it was his massive gambling problem, his gambling addiction, his gambling debts. That's what caused him to start stealing from Ohtani's accounts. Like, he had to get that money. He was worried about how he's going to pay these debts back.
Ooh,
and
that's a
worried
smart
about the bookies.
Play.
Federal prosecutors, they're arguing, not so fast. There's actually no evidence he had any sort of a gambling problem, that he didn't even show any large gambling debts prior to the thefts. The investigation found only minimal evidence that Mizuhara had any sort of past legal gambling, done any gambling really to speak of. They looked at more than 30 casinos across the country, found evidence that he went to a Mirage casino one time and spent $200 during a weekend in 2008. He had a FanDuel account and some other accounts, and he made a few bets on some pro sports games ranging from $5 to $1,000, but never had any big losses piled up there.
Whoa,
and those sites don't let you accumulate any debt. And so it really didn't show that he had any sort of a gambling problem. This raises the question, was this guy just out to steal money from Shohei Ohtani? Did he just decide one day, look, I can get all the money I want from this guy? And then he started gambling it to try to see if he could win it to pay it back? I don't really know what was happening
here.
That's
a good question.
But I definitely think maybe if that's the case, that he just started stealing and he wasn't really, didn't have some massive gambling debt to pay off, they should probably go to prison for a little longer than 18 months.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money he stole. A lot of money he stole. Now, I still go back to the main point. Do we think Shohei Ohtani had no idea about any of this?
He knew.
Zero idea that all this money was going off his account? I mean, he may not have known to the scale, but like, this guy, by you know, the records were showing that he was placing over 100 bets a day. And these
There's
two guys
no way
spent
you don't
all,
notice
these
that
two guys
activity.
Spent all day together because he was an interpreter. They went on the bus together. They were on the flights together. They had lunch together every day. He's at the training sessions. He's at the media sessions with them. The two of them are joined at the hip. And this dude, if you're a guy, and you know, and I've done some sports gambling, you 100 bets a day, you're on your phone a lot.
Why aren't they investigating
you're on your phone
that
a
more?
Lot checking
whether,
in stuff.
Whether or not he knew. Like, why aren't they worried about that?
Because he's so good at what he does.
Gambling and baseball do not mix. And Shohei Ohtani's the MVP. They don't. Yeah. Major League Baseball doesn't want to get rid of their biggest
yeah.
star.
Yikes. All right. Thank
it's
you, Graham.
It's interesting. It's very interesting.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's get to your chance to win this JV Show Chug Mug. As always, you just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. And when you have a guess, you think you know what it is, leave it on the talkback mic on that new and improved iHeartRadio app. Let's jump right in. Here is today's clip. Listen up. I feel like everyone should really take the time to explore and get to know their own. It might help you in future relationships.
I agree.
That's a good Definitely. Point, yeah.
How do you expect us to know our way around that if you don't know your own way around
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Yes, there you go. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. And look, if you've been sitting on the sidelines and not actually playing the game and you just sit there and come up with a guess in your head and just keep driving, come on, it's Friday. Have some fun. Hit the talkback mic. Leave us a talkback. It's so, so simple. Leave us your name and your city along with your guess. And remember, you sickos. Maybe that's why they haven't submitted their guesses before.
Oh, you're right.
Because they can only come up with something that's not
with
PG.
The sick ones.
This is a family show, people, so keep your guesses PG. You got to be the first correct guess.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Back to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. That's where you leave your guesses. Now, if you missed today's clip, here it is. I feel like everyone should really take the time to explore and get to know their own. It might help you in future relationships.
Definitely. I think so, yeah.
All right, let's
can make things more exciting.
Go to your guesses.
Happy Friday, JV Show. This is Cynthia from Antioch. Is a bleep that word feelings? Have a great day.
Feelings! Explore your feelings!
That's a good. You should explore your feelings.
I think you should.
Yep.
Sometimes, but then that's boring. I just hit the bar.
I don't think that's healthy.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Morning, JV Show. My guess for the bleeped out word is trauma. That's Friday.
Oh, we're getting deep.
Explore your own trauma.
Yeah, probably, so. But no one actually does.
Yeah,
but you should.
We like to repress it.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Hit the bar.
Morning, JV Show. This is Leo from San Jose. I'm going to say they're triggers. Triggers, all right? Have a great one.
These are such
your
good
triggers.
Guesses.
These are all things, yeah, you should deal
get
with before being
triggers.
Fully open to your next relationship, yeah. right?
But sometimes you don't know them until they pop up in your new relationship.
True. Very, like very true.
People that chew loudly.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So this is What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. Now, in case you missed today's clip, here it is. I feel like everyone should really take the time to explore and get to know their own... It might help you in future relationships.
Yes.
Explore that. Know what you like, what you don't.
Yeah.
You know? Let's go to your guesses.
Hi, good morning, JV Show. This is Lizette from Sunnyvale, and my guess is love language. Bye.
Love language. That's a good guess.
Got to know what your love language is. Yeah, love language.
Virgin!
This is a family show.
Sorry, sorry.
Mind you.
I'm just living my truth.
Hi, my name is Jim from Castro Valley, and I think the bleep that word is heart.
Your heart. Oh, that's so cute.
Get to know your own heart.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's really important, but not today. No. That ain't the correct guess.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Mariah and Liliana from San Jose. And our guess for the bleeped out word is?
Boundaries.
Boundaries. Oh. That was a pretty popular guess this morning. Not right.
Dang it.
Happy Friday, JV Show. This is Sandy from Gilroy. And I think the bleeped out word is astrology. Cancer pride.
Did she just say cancel pride?
I think she said cancer.
Oh, cancer pride.
Oh my God.
Sandy, come on now.
Cancer.
Cancer pride because she's a cancer. Explore your astrology. Yes. I get it now. I get it.
That's a good guess.
Great guess.
Nobody got the correct word, but Sandy, you were actually pretty close. Here's today's clip, unbleeped. I feel like everyone should really take the time to explore and get to know their own zodiac. It might help you in future relationships.
Oh.
So you were close.
Ooh. So do you think I should be exploring my own zodiac some more?
I think you should.
But why?
Because it'll tell you have a better understanding of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And what you're compatible with.
Yeah, sure.
Who you're compatible with.
Sure.
Wait, so nobody got it?
Nobody got it today, and that's not how I wanted to finish out the week. I wanted to give out a chug mug on this Friday, but we'll play again Monday, and hopefully somebody wins then. Sandy, shout out to you. She said astrology very close. Rebecca in Concord also said astrology. That was as close as we got. They, like, sniffed the correct answer, like... They were right there smelling it,
but they didn't get it
all the way
right in. Hey, thank you everyone for playing. Like Graham said, we're going to do it again Monday morning. And also don't forget 8:20, you have another shot to win a chug mug for our chug wheel game.
Oh, that's right.
Me and Jess are not looking forward to all that much, but it is really fun for you listening.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Now, before we get to the phones, before we get to the JV Show, you have no game, we got to talk back.
Good morning, guys. This talk back is for Selena. Selena, I think maybe you've been getting lied to your whole life. Yesterday, you mentioned that you were born in the year of the dragon, and since there's 12 zodiac symbols, your year comes around every 12 years. Yours just passed, so you definitely didn't just turn 12, and there's no way that you turned 12 plus 24. So I think you just turned 24. I think maybe your mama's been lying to you.
Have a good day.
You might need to check your birth certificate.
I am only 24.
But I thought you were 26 and a half. Well, you've been telling us, but she's right. If you're the year of the, what is it?
Dragon.
If you're the year of the dragon, since it only comes around 12 every 12 years, then 12 plus 12 is 24 plus 12. And your year just passed, so that would be 12 times 3.
Yeah. My mom has been known to forge birth certificates. She actually did that for me and my sister when I went into school. I swear to God, she did that.
You were a highly touted minor league baseball prospect. Fudge the old birth certificate.
I think she wanted to get rid of us and put us in school sooner because she had no child care. Oh. I think that's what it was. But anyway.
Yes. I don't blame her.
I am only 24. Good catch. Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who is this?
Is this Sandra?
Hi, Sandra. Happy Friday. Ooh, any fun plans for the weekend? What do you have going on?
Kids basketball.
She said fun plans. She said, do you have any fun plans?
Yeah, lots of fun in the rain.
About that. Well, at least you can hopefully win some Katy Perry tickets. They think that'll make up for the weekend plans. So this is the JV Show If Nope game. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions, get 3 correct, and the tickets are yours. Question number 1. Cherry, plum, and grape are all varieties of which fruit?
I don't know.
It's kind of a tricky one because it might be...
Tomatoes.
Yep. There you go. Tomatoes. Yep. Tomatoes are a fruit.
And that was a
vegetable. Yeah. A little trick question there. All right. Question number 2. The Kentucky Derby is as much about fashion as it is about horse racing. What's the marquee item that ladies usually wear to the race?
A hat.
Yep, okay. They call it the Parade of Hats. You got to have a big hat on.
So far, so good. Question number 3. In nautical terms, what side of the boat is starboard?
Starboard.
Starboard.
Oh, no.
But it looks like starboard on paper.
Right, but starboard.
Starboard.
And you'd be like, there's an iceberg! Starboard!
Starboard!
I'm taking a guess. How about left?
Nope.
Wrong guess. That would be the right side. Starboard.
Starboard is on the right. Oh, okay. All right. You need this last question to win the game. Howdy Doody was the very first kids one of these in the United States.
Howdy Doody?
Yeah, Howdy Doody.
What is that?
It's when you say hi after you go number 2. Howdy Doody.
Oh.
Do you know what it is?
A potty?
That was a joke answer.
You tricked her. We're gonna give you one more.
Howdy Doody was the very first kids one of these in the United States. It was not a potty.
A fart?
No. Derailed this.
Howdy Doody was the very first nationally televised kids TV show. Howdy Doody.
No.
Howdy Doody.
Okay.
Oh, darn it.
So dang close.
It! Starboard!
Graham threw me off.
Yeah, I think we gotta give her number 4.
I I've never given a number four before. I've had a number two and a number three. What's a number four?
What's a number three?
A yes. number three. You know what a number three is.
I know what a number three is.
Tummy Jess troubles.
Does it every morning.
Yeah, no, right around 9:20.
I do not.
Sandra, you did not win the JV Show. You have an open game. I do blame Graham.
Yeah, me too.
Have a great weekend. I'll put you on hold and don't hang up, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right. No problem. Hang on. Graham, we got some shout outs.
Lots of shout outs, but first. Proud dad alert. I want to shout out my own kids. Selena?
Yes?
My son Ford was student of the month at his school. I went to the school assembly this week, and it was a really heartwarming moment, and I'm so, so proud of him. My wife, Kate, had tears just streaming down her face. Like, it's not that serious, but it was a really awesome to see, you know, your kids succeed and doing great things at school, so I'm very proud of you, Ford. Also, my daughter, Quinn, who has a reputation sometimes for being a little tough in the mornings. She's had a great week this entire week. She's been great. And we told them if they're great this entire week in the mornings, helping Kate get them out the door, and they do a great job. They get to go to 7-Eleven today and each pick out their own treat. So we're going to 7-Eleven for treats today.
I think, was it yesterday or today? I think they might be giving out free Slurpees today.
Maybe even a Slurpee.
Yeah, don't quote me on that. Listen up, kids. I got to double check.
All right. To the regular shout outs, a lot of moms and my DMs, as my kids like to say. Hey, Graham, if you could please shout out my daughter, Tatiana. She's going to be turning 14 on Saturday. She goes to Cesar Chavez Middle in Union City. We want to wish her a big happy birthday, and we're very proud of her and all of her accomplishments. Love mom, dad, age, and her first siblings, Coco, Ivy, Cash, and Flash. She said, thank you. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Selena and Jess, dry January is done. Time to drink up. Cheers.
One more day. Just got to make it through today.
Who gives a fuck?
Good point. Another one here says, please wish my husband, Marcus, a happy birthday today. We love you all. And that's from Melissa. Happy birthday, Marcus.
Who gives a fuck?
Another
happy birthday.
One. Can you please give a shout out to my amazing daughter, Annalisa, who's turning 15. We're so proud of her and love her to pieces. That's from Mom, Dad, Sean, Paul, Jeremy, and Adriana. So happy birthday, Annalisa.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fuck?
Another one. Hey, Graham, another mom sliding into your DMs. Hoping you can give my son, Cameron, a happy birthday shout out. We love you guys. Listen on our way to school on podcast. He loves the bleep and trivia. He's turning 10 today. I'm so proud of the person he's becoming. He's my everything. Love you, Cam. Aww. Cam. That's from Mom.
Who gives a fart?
Happy birthday, Cam. Cam. Another one. Graham, on Friday, can you do an 18 birthday shout out for my brother on the radio, please? His name is Ismail. Say, love older brother Juan. So happy birthday.
Happy
Ismail.
Birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, could you give a special birthday shout out to my amazing son, Nathan, who's turning 7 this Sunday? We listen to you guys every morning on our way to school. He loves watching me dominate the trivia questions. No Google needed. Nathan, your mom and dad are incredibly proud of you and love you so much. Have an awesome birthday. Happy birthday, kid.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Mom, in your DMs, could you please wish my son, Cameron, Graham, a happy 5th birthday? Cam, you're the best and who I want to be when I grow up. Keep smiling and laughing hysterically at every...
Who gives a fart?
We love you so much. Love mom, dad, and big
five.
Sis Corey.
Happy birthday.
P.S. One day we'll be on the Up Nope game. Maybe. Happy birthday, Cameron.
Who gives a fart?
One last one. Couple more. Hey, Grandma.
Oh my God.
I'm Jose. I'm a very new listener, but I'm trying to shout out my sister, Lizette. Her birthday's tomorrow. She's been a longtime fan of your guys' show. She's always talking to me about the stuff that goes on with you guys. Happy early birthday, big sis. Love you lots.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
One more. Good morning. Happy Friday, Graham. I hope I'm not too late for a Friday birthday shout out. Can you please wish my daughter, Araceli, a happy 9th birthday? She turns 9 on Sunday. She's been waiting for this birthday shout out all year. Happy birthday, Ara. You are smart, funny, sassy, and beautiful in every way. Love you so much. I hope you have the best weekend ever. That's from Aaron, Adriana, dad, and mom. So there you go.
Who gives a fart?
I hope you all have a great birthday and happy Friday. Happy weekend to you. Yes, just check 7-Eleven is giving out free Slurpees today. Free small Slurpee to celebrate the end of the January blues at
interesting rainy day Slurpees.
Participating stores.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
How did we call you 62 times and still didn't get on to play the Yep Nope game? What the heck? Ugh. All right, have a good day. Bye.
62 times?
That's a lot of calls.
So many people were calling, though. A lot of people want these Katy Perry
tickets. Well, it's Katy Perry tickets. Yeah, but they go on sale, though, this morning.
Yeah, 10 a.m. Ticketmaster.com.
All right.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked
talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So the feds just filed a new superseding indictment against Diddy. So a superseding indictment just means that they've made some changes and like added some things to the original indictment. So this new one is going to replace the old one. And in this new one, there's no new charges, but they are, you know, just adding some details. They're saying that his racketeering went on longer than previously thought. They now say that Diddy ran a criminal enterprise starting from 2004, not 2008, all the way through 2024. So for 20 years.
20 years of racketeering. Years. Mm-hmm. And you can explain racketeering, of course, Selena.
That is... I'll be honest.
That's always how they used to bring down the mobsters and stuff. They could never get them for murder, but they get it for racketeering.
Can you explain, Graham?
It's, you know, racketeering is when, like, you know, they have the racket dishonest, and then, right? You know, there's like a whole bunch of racket. Like, keep it down over there. It's too much racket.
Exactly.
And they're in there just racketing. A bunch of criminals and they're racketeering.
Prosecutors also added two new victims. So before there was only victim one in the indictment, and that was Cassie. Now there's a victim two and victim three. Both are women. Prosecutors allege that Diddy would transport all three victims to engage in prostitution, and he provided them with monetary payments. He promised them career opportunities, and he also paid their rent and housing expenses. And by the way, this trial starts May 5th.
That's racketeering.
A few months away. That's racketeering? I'm so confused.
Dishonest and fraudulent business dealings.
Yeah. Okay. I hear the term all the time.
Organized crime, there's all kinds of stuff like that. Like, they're involved in illegal coordinated schemes and operations. It's, like I said, it's a bunch of criminals in a room. Yeah. They're racketeering.
Yeah.
Right.
Graham, you were telling me about another Diddy accuser. There's a woman who goes, she's going by Nicole. It's not her real name. But she did an interview with Rolling Stone and she detailed her 4-year relationship with Diddy and like a lot of awful stuff, you know, that we've heard before from other victims with being drugged and all that. But there was one detail that stood out to you, Graham.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to share that with everyone?
She just, you know, the topic of the baby oil came up and she said that Diddy would go through an entire bottle of baby oil in under 5 minutes.
How?
I think he's doing it
wrong.
Little thing of baby oil
goes a really long way.
You
ever put someone a baby and they're just slipping and sliding all over the place?
Right. So that just goes to show why he needed whole pallets of it because in 5 minutes that dude go through a whole bottle of it.
That is insane. Graham.
What were they doing?
I have no idea. Graham, what do you have inside today's hottest trending?
All right, dry January officially is over, you guys.
We've got to get through today.
Yeah, weather-wise, of course, because for those of you that are doing dry January, like Selena and Jess, you still have to make it through the rest of the day. And let me tell you, that's going to feel like a whole other week. But rain is now falling on the Bay Area. This is a good thing because this has been one of the driest Januaries on record for the Bay Area. I just hopped up in the JV Show 2025 Live Doppler Weather Balloon News Desk with Drew Tuna to get a good look at the storm myself. And it looks like the heaviest rain today is going to be in the North Bay, but it should be a wet one for the entire Bay Area. Flood watch has been issued by the National Weather Service for all Bay Area counties due to possible excessive rainfall, which, again, not going to happen all today, but this is one of those atmospheric rivers. This storm looks like it's going to have kind of some stops and starts along the way, but depending on where you live, the rainfall totals could really start to pile up as this storm is going to linger through the early part of next week. Anywhere from 2 to 9 inches of rain is projected, which definitely, like I said, could result in some pockets of flooding. Wet weather likely sticking around all the way until next Thursday.
Oh, my God.
So this is the new norm. Wet February.
You would hate me, Graham. I'm one of those people that cannot drive in the rain.
What is the problem? So turn your wipers on.
I drive like a grandma.
Me too. My biggest fear is just like hydroplaning and like smashing into something.
If that's what it takes for you guys to pay extra attention on the road and not be scrolling your TikToks and Instagrams and actually paying attention.
I am daydreaming and sleeping sometimes.
I try my best to be a good driver. I will say that. It's just sometimes it's not in the cards for me.
Sometimes so it's like genetic.
Just mess up. I don't know.
Is bad driving genetic? That would actually explain a lot.
It could be.
I can get it from my mom.
Oh, you see, you're saying it's ladies pass it down.
No, that's what you just said.
I just said my mom's a bad driver. I got it from my mama. That's it.
Got it.
That's it.
Got it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess, you are out of breath. You ran here as quickly as you can.
Just got back
from the bathroom, obviously.
But that mix was really long, so you know I was running around the. The station, doing some work.
Why weren't you listening to it? It was so good.
It was so good. I was.
My headphones on the entire time.
On the iHeartRadio app. Hello.
Oh, got you. Right.
All right. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. This message is I just wanted to say that I too also tell my kids that if they do a really good job in the morning, that they will also go to 7-Eleven, because my kids are so obsessed with 7-Eleven. Every morning they talk about going there. And I didn't know about the free Slurpees, so that's good to know. So it looks like we are going to 7-Eleven tonight. Woohoo! Happy Friday!
Happy Friday! Woo-hoo!
Okay, first off, Selena, you said there's a free Slurpee today?
Yes, they are celebrating the end of the January Blues. So participating locations, you can get a free small Slurpee today only.
Nice. And I brought this up because my kids, that was sort of their bribe slash reward if they did a great job each morning. Because my wife, bless her heart, is home and has to get the two kids out the door each day mm-hmm. while working from home. And I'm here and I can't help. And so I really tell them each week, you got to do a great job in the morning. Help her out. Do the right thing. And then at the end of the week, if you, there's five good mornings, then you get to pick out what your, you know, what your reward is. And I said, you guys want to go to like a candy store or something and pick out a treat? And I, you know, I'm the candy store I'm thinking about is the one where you go in and you scoop your own amount of gummy candies
yeah,
and you
add
to the bag and
they said 7-Eleven.
And that's what I'm thinking. And they're like, yes, that sounds great, Dad, but we'd rather go to 7-Eleven.
Wow.
They like they have a fascination with 7-Eleven for some reason. I don't even know if they've ever been to one, but what, I'm sure they have. But they just want to go to 7-Eleven. So today, okay. They had a great week.
I love that.
And we are going to 7-Eleven today. They get yes. to pick something out.
They're sliving.
Yes.
I'm sure.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, we are giving out a 72-inch TV at our watch party for yeah. the game next weekend.
So not only are we going to be what? Taking care of your food and having a great time and playing some
games
and watching the big game, and it's going to be great at Dave & Buster's, a place that we love. Yeah, somebody could win big old TV. How about that?
Right. Okay, so don't forget to add Wild as your preset on the iHeart app at the JV Show podcast. Get that screenshot over to JV Morning Show. Now, Fridays at this time, it's our Chug Wheel game, which I absolutely despise.
God, you're so angry about it during that last song. Like, what? It's just a fun game. People love it.
It
just
ain't fun for me.
Calm down.
It's stressful. My anxiety through the roof. I cannot.
You've had to chug the least of anyone on this.
But
show.
It's the possibility of having to juggle,
yeah,
not
you
knowing.
Both can't complain.
I can complain all I want, and I will continue
to
do so. Let's go to the phones. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Aubrey.
Hi, Aubrey. Happy Friday. Hope you're having a great day so far. So you're going to be playing the JV Show Chug Wheel game with us. By the way, we're going to be getting you a chug mug.
Woo!
Congratulations. But here's how this works. After a lot of complaints, we have gone back to the original way that we play. We sent Jess out on the streets to talk to a random stranger, someone who we do not know, and she asked them 8 questions. So we're going to run through every question one by one. We're going to stop down, and Aubrey, if you can guess what that person on the street said, and it's really easy. A lot of them are like yes or no, you know, type of questions. But if you can guess correctly what that person said 4 times, you got to get 4 out of 8, then you win. And one of us is going to have to draw a name and spin the chug wheel. Graham, what's on the wheel this week?
All right, on the wheel this week, we have beet juice, lemon juice, something called bean sprout water. Still don't know what that is, but it doesn't sound good. We got prune juice, tonic water. A dealer's choice is a square that we spot on the wheel that we added. That means you get to pick the thing that you're going to chug. We also have the soup du jour, which today is a hearty chicken noodle because it's kind of rainy. It seems like.
That seems nice. Vibe.
Also, new spot on the wheel today, something called mushroom elixir. I don't know what it is, but Jess brought it, and I don't want to drink
Ew,
it.
Ew, that sounds so disgusting.
That was gross.
Aubrey, are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's see who Jess talked to on the streets.
My name's Matthew. I'm from Southern California.
Matthew from Southern California. All right, so let's get to question number 1.
Working out, do you wear ankle socks or tall crew socks?
Aubrey, what do you think Matthew said?
I think ankle.
Ankle socks.
Ankle socks! Point for Aubrey! You got 1!
1 point on the board. Let's go to the next question.
Fill in the blank. Super.
Ooh.
What do you think he said? Super.
Visor.
Supervisor.
Califragilistic expialidocious.
What about Super Bowl?
I know!
Superman!
Oh, yeah.
Supervisor and Super Califragilistic Expialidocious, or whatever that was.
What?
Wasn't it? He's from Southern California.
Right,
that's some slack.
Give him a pass. All right, Aubrey, you still got 1 point. Let's go to the next question.
Who do you want to win this year's Super Bowl?
What do you think he said?
You know, I want to say Chiefs, but I think he might have said Eagles.
The Eagles.
The Eagles.
All right, that's 2 correct. You only need 2 more to get one of us to spin the chug wheel. Let's go to the next question.
Kendrick Lamar is performing the halftime show. Can you name the title of one of his songs?
Do you think he can name one Kendrick Lamar song?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I think he can.
Euphoria.
Is that a Kendrick Lamar song?
Yes.
Yeah. Asking for a friend.
I'm surprised he didn't say Not Like Us.
Oh, my God. Aubrey has 3 points.
Three correct, and he's cruising towards one of us. Chuggy.
This is too easy. This is too easy.
All right, next question.
For big game food, what type of chicken wing do you prefer, the drumsticks or the flats?
What do you think he said, Aubrey?
You know, I'm going to do flats.
The flats.
Oh, my God.
This game's too easy. This game is too easy.
Aubrey.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
I'm just connected with that guy, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, you guys got some type of connection going on, apparently.
I can't be happy for you right now, Aubrey. I'm sorry. I hope you understand.
You did get a chug mug, so I'm going to put you on hold. Hang on. We're going to hook you up. Aubrey, don't go anywhere. Hang on there. So I think technically it would be my turn to draw names, but yes. I'm going to have you do it, Jess.
Really? How does this happen? Every week, it's either one or the other. The weeks that we don't chug, everyone's like, the game's too hard. No one's ever going to chug. And then we go to the regulars, and it's way too easy,
way
and we chug every
easy.
Time. I'm confused. Well,
do you want to draw names, Jess?
Okay. I'm scared.
All right. Jess is going to be reaching into the sack of names. There are three names
Wait,
in there.
It
is
There's
all legit. Everything's on the up and okay. up. We are watching Jess reach into the bag very nervously.
See, my nerves are like through the roof right now.
And she is pulling out the name of...
Greg!
Damn it!
Yes!
This game is rigged!
Yes! Yes!
I knew it! This game's totally rigged.
Oh my God, my heart is still pounding.
Mine too, okay.
Best day ever, Graham. Aubrey. Aubrey, you're the best. Congratulations.
Stop it, Aubrey.
I love you.
Graham is spinning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Just a quick heads up. We are on Instagram Live, JV Morning Woo! Show. If you want to watch me spin the chug wheel in just a second, if they are going to be able to watch, Jess, why don't you charge your phone? You're at 11% right now.
I never
Are
do,
you even trying?
To be honest.
What are we doing?
All right. Are you ready, Graham?
I ain't scared of this wheel.
You ain't scared of this wheel.
All right.
Jess wants my phone to record this, and let me get off threads really quick. Graham hates that I'm on threads.
God, Selena is threading because she thinks it's some lucrative threading career out there.
That's not true. I just love the app.
All right. My name was chosen in the Chug Wheel game for this morning. And on this morning's Chug Wheel, we got prune juice, tonic water, space called Dealer's Choice, which means, in this case, I would get to pick what I chug. We have the soup du jour, which is the soup of the day. Today, it's a hearty
chicken noodle
because it's kind of rainy. We got beet juice, lemon juice, bean sprout water, and something Jess brought today called mushroom elixir.
That sounds disgusting.
Whatever
what
that
even
is
that?
I don't want it.
Give it a spin.
All right, here we go.
It's spinning.
And the wheel is spinning. Come on, Dealer's Choice.
Oh my God.
It just passed that prune juice.
No, you jinxed it.
I did jinx it because in that last song
Best
I said,
day ever.
Selena said, if you get prune juice, you got to be worried about having to go to the gym and
going to the bathroom.
You know what happened to happen while you're working out.
Happy day.
And I did just get prune juice. So I will be filling up a JV Show chug mug with prune juice.
Pour it up.
And chugging it down next. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday to Jess and I and you listening. And not so happy Friday for you, Graham, because you are about to chug some prune juice first.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
High five to the ladies today.
Woo!
Poopies. Oh, it's always a great poopy Friday when Graham does the chug wheel.
Woo!
Okay.
Whoa.
That's what
they're too hyped over there.
Well, a lot of people, I am having to chug prune juice. A lot of people are commenting that not to trust a fart after this at the gym.
Oh, God.
And I fully understand. I've never drank prune juice before.
You probably
old people
as a
do
kid.
It, right?
Yeah,
it's good for you,
to
right?
Help them go.
I don't need help going. Let's put it that way.
I bet you don't. All right, so we are streaming live on Instagram, JV Morning Show. Make sure you are following us. If you want to check this out, check out our stream right now. Graham is about to chug some prune juice.
I poured up the prune juice, and I'll be honest, it does not smell good. It smells like an old stinky raisin.
Okay.
Or something. I don't know what it is.
Can't be that bad. You've done worse.
I've definitely drank worse,
yeah.
But this doesn't, I don't know.
All right, here we go.
All right, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Chug,
chug, chug, chug. Oh, he's going. See, Graham's a professional chugger. Oh, but the face, it can't taste that good. Oh. Whoa, no hands. Graham's doing it with no hands. Oh my God. Kicks the chug mug. You did
Let's
it.
Go.
Good job.
How was that?
It's interesting flavor. It's not really for me. Chef does not recommend. I don't want any more of that.
Okay. We're going to check back in with your stomach in
Give
like
me about
20
minutes. I'll be headed to the restroom. Give me 20.
Graham, is there anything you want to talk about here? Or I have something.
Ooh, why don't you throw something in while I digest over here?
Actually, I have a question about Galentine's.
The hell is Galentine's? Oh, that's when you go out with your ladies.
Yeah. So, you know, I've never been to like a Galentine's party before. I've told you that. Because apparently you need friends for that.
Okay.
Right. Anyways, I do want to have like a Galentine's celebration.
Okay.
For once. And I was telling
Wait, like by yourself?
I'd probably just have like my cousins and like my sisters and, you know.
But isn't that rubbing it in? You've got a man. You have a great guy.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask. Because I was talking to my man about it. He's like, isn't that for single people? And I thought it was for anyone, just for ladies to get together and celebrate friends.
Excuse me.
Graham, are you okay?
Something didn't vibe over there for a second.
That's the prune juice. So is it only for single people?
I don't think so. I thought the point was like celebrating your friendship with your
gals. That's what I thought. But Graham, you think it's for just single people?
I think if I was one of your friends and I was single, I would feel like you're rubbing it in
just a little bit.
Like you're taking a bit of a victory lap. Like everything's so great in my relationship that I'm willing to. I don't even need to spend Valentine's Day with him. I'll spend it with you, sad sacks, instead.
Well, Galentine's is usually never on Valentine's Day, though. It's usually like before or after. But I do kind of see your point, Graham, of rubbing it in, because then it's like, oh yeah, I just spent Valentine's Day with my significant
other.
Here's
how great it was.
Okay, I can see that.
But what if is it okay then if everybody is in relationships?
Yes. Well, that makes it a different vibe.
Because you can't exclude somebody if they're
based
not
on their
dating status. Then they really don't get a Valentine's Day or a Galentine's.
I still think it's for everyone regardless. I literally thought it was just for like friends or whoever, just ladies just to get together and to have fun and drink and stuff.
I think that's what it is.
I would exercise a little bit of caution.
Okay. So should
single
I ban
friends may
so,
be
so I should ban the single
the
people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. Tell them you gotta stay home, sit alone. Okay. And then they'll see you guys post about it.
I'm gonna drink with the girls.
Are out having fun. Okay, yeah.
Got it.
Good idea.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health, Access to Excellence.
Were you guys aware the Grammys are on Sunday?
No. I'm not.
I didn't know they were still happening.
I'm a big fan of the name Grammy because
Graham, yeah.
Yeah, but outside of that, that's where my interest
The Grammys are going down on Sunday, 5 p.m. is when
Who
you can check out the show. I thought this is a little interesting, though. So they confirmed last night that Taylor Swift has been confirmed as a presenter. She will be at the award show presenting a category to whoever wins that, I guess. This is just a little suspicious to me.
Why?
Because Taylor's up for 6 awards. So that means she's going to clean sweep all of them, right?
Of course.
Otherwise, she wouldn't be presenting, because we know they're not going to just hand out awards to somebody who ain't there.
But we also know that when she presents, she's probably going to drop some Easter eggs, and then the Swifties are going to decode all of that. And she probably is finally going to drop Reputation 2, which I think is what they're waiting on.
I don't care about that. I care about the Grammys confirming her as a presenter, which to me is a huge flag that she's going to win all of these awards, which we kind of already knew because she's Taylor Swift.
She presents a lot, though, at other award shows, right? Or even at the Grammys before?
Probably. And she wins all the awards! By the way, if she does win Album of the Year this year, this would be her 5th time winning that. She would make history. As for a performance, maybe, that has not been confirmed so far. She hasn't been announced to perform, but I feel like that could always
change.
Mm-hmm. People who are performing, Billie Eilish, Benson Boone, Charlie XCX. Doechii is going to perform, John Legend, Chappell Roan, and more. We are sending lots of love to Too Short. We talked yesterday about how his older brother, Wayne, was shot and killed in Oakland earlier this week.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw any of Too Short's recent posts, but he posted 2 videos yesterday where he was crying in his car, like listening to music. And then at one point, he like lifted up his sunglasses and had to wipe away some tears. He captioned that post, "Real Tears." And then in his follow-up post, he said, you know, "I'm not really replying to a lot of texts or answering calls right now. I just can't."
Dang.
So sending him lots of love. Graham, what do you have?
Have you guys heard of this million-dollar dating service?
No.
It's been grabbing a lot of headlines. It's from an Austin-based matchmaking company called 3-Day Rule. And they have launched a dating service called Million Dollar Matchmaking. And it costs $1 million.
To join?
They're going to have one person, and it's basically almost, they can't guarantee it, but $1 million, and they're going to completely manage your dating life start to finish, and they're going to help you find the one. They say, actually, they're going to do this for three people. Sorry. $1 million dating service, they're going to do it for three people. More than 100 people have already applied to spend $1 million for this company to find you your person. And they say 15% of the applicants are from right here in the Bay Area. Again, this is an Austin-based company, but they say they see a lot of clients that come here from the Bay Area that can afford $1 million. Now, what does that $1 million get you? It gets you a one-year intensive dating program. They assign each of their clients a dedicated dating recruiter. That person flies out to you. They visit bars, gyms, you name it, looking for your matches. So they're out there recruiting for you, basically.
Oh, and they're
full time. They plan
on the street. This is IRL, not swiping. Not
they're out there finding you in real life, your person, whatever it takes. And then they plan the dates for you and plan out everything. It's all handled for you. This is a hard hypothetical because none of us have $1 million to spend on dating.
But can you imagine being some person, you're just at the grocery store and someone approaches you and is like, hey,
you're not going to believe this, but
I work for a matchmaking app and you are great for, I think you'd be great for one of the people that I'm representing.
What I get approached at the grocery store with stuff like that all the time. You guys don't?
No.
Anyways, let's see, plane tickets, blah, 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 dedicated relationship coaching. If someone pops the question within 6 months of the program's finish, they also furnish you with a 3-carat engagement ring. That comes with $1 million.
Well, they should also buy me a house. $1 million? Like, that's too much.
A 3-carat ring's pretty expensive.
Really? How much is it?
Diamonds go up exponentially as the carats go up. So a 3-carat ring is not cheap.
Yeah,
so,
and $1 million can't even get you a house anymore. Here, at least. Right.
That's a good point. It's like, why not find my person rather than get a house?
Yeah, duh.
You'd be happier with your person.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I do want to say, you guys, I'm getting more excited for our big game watch party going down this weekend because Dry January will not be Dry January-ing then.
Good point.
And we'll get, hopefully, free drinks. Not sure if that's the thing, but...
Drinks, food, games. You said we're giving away a 72-inch TV, Graham.
So somebody's getting real lucky that day.
Yeah, if you want to join us, we're going to be at Dave & Buster's in Milpitas. Space is very limited. So how can you get in? You have to add Wild 94.9 and the JV Show podcast to two of your presets on the iHeartRadio app. Take a screenshot of that so we know you ain't out here lying. Okay, and then send that picture to us on Instagram, JV Morning Show.
Woo-hoo.
We're picking winners every single day, and it could be you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing this all next week as well, but get those screenshots in.
All right, you guys, what do you think about this? Scientists may have figured out. Can I get an alert, Graham, please?
Sure.
This is crazy. Scientists may have figured out how babies can be made with only one parent, you guys.
Whoa.
What do you think about this? Apparently, scientists announced that within the next 2 years, we should have enough technology to create in vitro gametes. So it's going to be possible for a single parent family to form if you don't have that other person.
Which is pretty incredible. I mean, we've seen some instances of that in nature. You know, it's like the shark that's been...
Female
shark that's been in an aquarium for like 20 years without contact, and suddenly they give birth. There are a few species that have pulled this off. And then now, if humans had the ability to do that, I mean, because that is sort of the thing. If you... have children and haven't found your person.
But
then
wouldn't
you
it be happening to us like by accident, right? Like the shark you just referenced. I don't want to just be like walking around and all of a sudden, boom, I'm pregnant.
Well, you like maternity leave, so.
That's true.
You might be like, all right, vacation. Score. Yeah, I mean, the ability to not have to go out. And to me, that's a barrier for a lot of people because then you have to go out and find a donor or whatever, and it's half of a person that you've never met. You don't know anything about them. You only can read some stats on a piece of paper, and that's sort of a question mark, right? And I think that's a barrier for some people. But now if you could do it on your own, just with so they're just taking your own...
This is really like DNA what would that look like?
That's what I'm wondering.
It's like
too.
If I had a baby, but like it's your twin, it's just all me. Are they going to look like my little sister? Like
they'd probably look a lot more like you.
Wait,
okay.
That's crazy.
I don't know if I really like that.
I love that. That'd be great for that kid. You're welcome, kid. You're all
Graham
me.
Graham would love that. This is really crazy where things
are
heading.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, no, this is actually great for people who do want to start a family. But like you said, they're having to go to these banks and pick a donor, or they're waiting to get into a relationship. Or
also, you don't have to deal with anybody else and anybody's baby mama drama or daddy drama.
Yeah, just cut everybody off,
that's
right?
That's true.
So if you meet someone and they have a baby and it's just on their own, that's kind of better, right? Than meeting somebody who has kids from another person, because then again, you don't have to deal with the baby mama.
Sure, why not? If that's a worry of yours, yeah.
It's not.
I suppose.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.